A sudden thought occurred to Diggs.
Right you are, old scout. Do you recall when we first met young Flib? She was being attacked by those two vermin bullies. They had a rope round her. The cads were trying to jolly well haul her off.
Buckler picked up his sword.
So they were. You see, that proves there's a whole band of vermin roaming the countryside taking young prisoners.
Granby the recorder scratched his chin.
So what can we do except lock our gates and keep close watch on our dibbons?
Skipper thumped his rudder down with such force that he startled the old scribe.
Well, we couldn't do much for now, but we've got an army of Gowsum and two warrior heirs alongside us. We'll form a band of fighting searchers.
Buckler was in total agreement with the Otter chieftain.
Aye, that's the right move. We'll leave Redwall during the night in secret. Then we'll hunt through Mossflower Woodlands until we meet up with some of these vermin. We'll ambush the scum and take some prisoners of our own. I'm sure if we ask them nicely, they'll tell us all about Althea and this Able Queen.
Diggs fondled his loaded sling lovingly.
Oh, I'll ask the blinking bounders nicely. You can jolly well rely on that.
Oakheart Witherspike declared stoutly.
Well said, sirrah. Me and my gallant troop are with ye.
Logalog Django shook his head.
Sorry, Oaky. You're lot of actors, not fighters. You're just being the way out there. Best thing you can do is stay here and defend Redwall.
Abbess Marjoram noted the crestfallen look on her old friend's face, so she seized his paw anxiously.
Please say you will, Oaky. I can't abide the thought of my abbey lying undefended.
Oakheart with a spike gave a paw a squeeze.
Fear not, gentle Margie. My troop and I will guard Redwall with our very lives. To defend this wondrous place will be my honour and privilege.
Baby Dub-Dub tried, but got the words muddled.
Open the privilege.
Under cover of darkness that night, the party headed out into the woodlands by the small east wicket gate. Skipper and Buckler headed the column, with Sniffy away out front, scouting the land. Diggs and Django brought up the rear. Every beast was on the alert as they stole through the silent fastness of the woodland depths. A pale half-moon rolled the scudding clouds over the breeze-swayed treetops. Behind them, the twin bells of the abbey boomed the midnight hour. Diggs could not resist smirking a bit as he nudged Django.
Do you hear that, old lad? A marvellous sound, ain't it? Couldn't have been done without the new bell ropes, you know. I carried them all the way from Salamandastron on my own. Indeed, I did. Lord Brang entrusted them to me, of course. Diggs, he said. Diggs, you make sure that these bell ropes reach Redwall safely. You're the only one I can bally well trust with them.
Django hissed in the garrulous hare's ear.
And did your Lord Brang tell you to get me killed when we're out hunting vermin by chunnering on aloud all the time?
The tubby hare replied huffily.
No, he didn't, actually.
Django nudged him sharply in the ribs.
Then shut up, or I'll shut you up.
They had been on the go for quite some time when Sniffy came stealing back to a fern bed. He cautioned the leaders.
Some beast head plundering about in a stream. I think there's only one, but I can't be sure. Couldn't get close enough without being seen.
Buckler's long rapier swished as he drew it from across his shoulder.
Right, Skip. Let's take whoever it is.